We're the Night Shift Bandits. Join us and our sister podcast, Perspective Discussions, where they talk about love, life, and relationships on any platform that you can find podcasts. Also, like, comment, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We also have a Twitch channel, and you can donate to us on our GoFundMe and Patreon, where you can help us bring you better content. Our link tree is down in the description. Thanks for joining us.
Hey there, everybody. How you doing? Thanks for tuning into the Night Shift Bandits. And today we're going to go ahead and review a very interesting anime, Goku, the Inner Chamber. So come along, join us as we explore this alternate history within Japan. It's me here, Professor Zach. And I have here with my... damn it, Thomas. This man just interrupted my intro. The one time I do it.
I thought you were done, and I was going to introduce myself. I didn't know.
I was going to say, I'm going to introduce my fellow bandits. You're like, man, so I'm Thomas. Like, bro.
I'm just doing that. My bad.
Yeah, go ahead, say your name.
Master Honor, Thomas.
And Bri the cool guy is here again.
And we have here our special guest.
Hi, I'm Sleepy.
Yes, thank you for joining us, Miss Sweet Pea. And you know what? Let's go ahead and talk about this magnificent show. Thomas.
Yeah.
What thoughts do you have about Uoku since you want to interrupt my intro so badly?
The thoughts I have about Uoku is it is a very interesting take on Japanese history and in an alternate timeline where, you know, guys are...
What the hell? You know, keeping all this in there.
That's fine. I'm whoever edits this. Yeah,
somebody, one of us, keep it in.
That's hilarious. Okay.
from what I remember,
yeah.
Basically, during the Tokugawa regime, one of his sons got killed and spread this strange disease that killed 80% of the population in men.
Well, he contracted the disease. It's called small face red pox. Or red face.
I called it red smallpox.
Red face smallpox.
Yeah.
I thought it was red face pox.
Point is, it was an alternate version of smallpox.
Yeah.
That just started killing off
the younger males in the species. So if you were like, I want to say under the age of 17, you were probably going to contract it very fast and die. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it seemed like the younger you were, the more susceptible you were to it.
Yeah, that's more so what it was. Because Iemitsu, when he caught it, he was 26 or in his 30s, I think.
Yeah, I think he was in his 30s. Because older men can get it too.
Right.
But it was the details are muddy anyway because...
Records weren't kept very well back then.
They weren't kept very well, and the fact that they themselves didn't really know. It was like us dealing with, you know, COVID.
Yeah.
Huh. Like that was, they barely knew anything about it when it just popped up.
But they also didn't have our technology.
Right. So.
Yeah, I would imagine they would have kept some record.
They actually do keep some record. We'll talk about that later.
But yeah. So it kills like a lot of the men. And of course, men are now a hot commodity. Women, of course, are taking over various roles that men used to occupy because they are so rare now, you know? And it's just fascinating how, and we'll hop into this later, how, like, the dynamics just shift.
It is a definite dynamic shift, and it was a swift shift as
very
well.
Swift, extremely swift.
It actually shows how humans do adapt very well to situations.
Or adapt very poorly.
It actually showed both. It showed both simultaneously.
Yeah.
Oh, what are your thoughts on this, Weepy?
Shows basically they were now didn't have to work.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And like we definitely, like you guys said, just see the dynamic just ship and how they grew from there. And like, I did like at least a little bit of research on it. I know it's obviously based off a manga. Yeah. And I guess it stopped in 2020?
I believe so.
But it started in like 2005, 2006, I believe.
Something like that.
Yeah, somewhere over there.
2006, I think.
Yeah. So of course there's going to be season 1, 2, 3s, right? Which I would not mind reviewing because I would like to see what else you can do with this world.
I'm actually very interested in what else is going on with this because I want to see from the point of the end of this, which we'll discuss that a little bit as well. So,
I mean, now that we got our general thoughts out the way, we can go ahead and hop into spoilers.
Okay.
So of course, go ahead and check out Uoku. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Great anime.
It's very good.
Pretty good.
Actually, I want you to start off first, Sweetie. What's the first thing that you want to say about the Oku that's a major like spoiler type of thing, or just something in the storyline itself?
Okay, towards the end, like there was a lot of fucked up shit going on in there. Ooh, in the old bitch. Okay.
Ooh, Kasuga. Yeah, don't know.
Oh, I hate
Kasuga
Dono.
Ooh. You know what? Go ahead, y'all continue, because that right there, she got,
Okay.
I mean, since we're talking about Kasuga,
actually, she kind of goes into, like, the beginning of this.
Dude, there's much stuff here.
It is very intertwined, so.
Because we got, like, the prequel, first episode, which is an hour long.
That's actually very interesting because most of these episodes are like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
The first episode was about an hour long and you get the entire story of one guy's experience in the Oku.
Yeah.
Which actually he came out pretty decent.
He did.
He came out pretty nice.
See, that's basically, he's getting the aftermath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like I did read they do like the play of time, jump back and forth.
Yeah,
time.
They do. Because the first one is kind of like where you think is going to be set.
Yeah.
And then it goes into the past.
Yeah.
But then it jumps back and forth and you have to kind of figure out where it is. So if you do get kind of confused, watch it another time. You'll probably get it after that.
Because keep watching it because I was confused at first. Then I realized what they were doing.
Yeah,
I thought they were going to do it again with what was the guy's like, Setsu, I believe. Tetsuo? No. It's that guy with the S. Remember, he was the replacement for the guy who couldn't get old girl pregnant.
Setsuna.
Something within that realm. Yeah. So I thought they were doing it again with him at first.
You said his name was what, Sweepy?
Setsuna.
Yeah.
Setsuna. Yeah.
So with that guy, I thought they were going to go something else with him too.
Yeah, but come find out, it bled into the story.
Right.
Okay, that's fine.
And what happened with him was kind of insane as well. Yes. That pretty much, like you said, everything in this show is fucked up towards me.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I know I'm hopping into Setsuna.
Go ahead. We're hopping around anyway. We're spoiling.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
His death. When you mentioned his death, I just immediately thought Night. Injustice.
I'm glad we were on the same page with that.
I hate that guy.
Yeah,
it was so stupid. And same thing happened to him because it's supposed to happen to like a silly character.
Yeah,
not to someone as cool as Nightwing.
Yeah, it was, and he was having a cool moment at that.
Yeah,
and then just I'm gonna slip on this rock.
Oh, like literally, you just so happened to not catch the baton that Damian threw at you. This one time, he got killed by a small rock.
Yeah, come on.
That just so happened to hit the wrong part of your spot. Get the fuck out of here.
Everything was just so in place for that. No. Whoever wrote that section, you suck. In Japanese, the first O, how they have it written in Romaji here, it would be two O's and then a third O.
Oku. Yeah. Basically saying O, which means
which
king.
Is big.
Yeah.
Or king too, so.
King.
So you can't really say, it sounds like you're saying
this is Oku.
Yeah, or several other words.
Yes.
So, but I do like how a lot of the characters do pronounce it correctly in the show. Like they made sure the voice actors pronounced the words correctly.
Everyone except the narrator in some cases.
Yeah, the narrator, Steve Bloom. I love you, but what were you doing?
He was directed by a different.
Yeah, he had to have been. He was probably just like, you don't need to say this right.
We did this during COVID. It's fine. He's literally in his booth, just like, yeah. I'm just gonna narrate.
Oh, okay, so we might as well go into that story of the first guy, how we're introduced.
Yeah. So, I think we're introduced to it pretty quickly. That's like a good like initial episode.
Yeah, it was very good because it showed you how everyone was living, mm-hmm. and I forgot the guy's name that we were following.
Yeah, same. I forgot his name
too. Do you remember his name, Sufi?
Yeah.
I think his name was Mizuno.
Yes, it was Mizuno.
Mizuno, okay.
Yes. So his name was Mizuno. That's his family name. Mm-hmm. I don't remember his given name, but he decides to go into the Oku just to help his family out. He also has, you know, this lady on the side that he's trying to get with, but she keeps curbing him. He's like, no, you, we can't do that because I'm in a higher class than you. And he was like, all right, cool, bet, I'm going to the Oku. And he gets there, sees what it's about, completely just eclipses everyone in the game.
Yeah, and the reason why I say like, so it's just, it's a great thesis statement, because from beginning to end, you just see the lifetime of this man in the Oku.
Yeah.
Like, you see it, and you see the dynamics of it. You mm-hmm. see what men do within the Oku, you know?
Yeah.
You see, like, you know, you still have that level of competition, you have that level of superiority, because mm-hmm. the higher up the food chain you are, you know, of course, the better you are than everyone else, and the more, of course, rewards that you get, right?
Right.
And what fascinates me about that is just all the chemistry. I think the anime does a great job of displaying, like, okay, what would really happen if humans were in this environment?
Mm-hmm.
And when writers write something as real as that, like you analyze that amongst humanity and you're honest about it, that's what always fascinates me, because there's always the good. Like, of course, I think the competition part is good.
Right.
Chemistry, mentorship.
All of that is really good.
And then you have the bad, which is, you know, on the low, some of us are rapists.
Yeah.
And we're going
to
rape.
Some of us are backstabbers. We're going to try to make sure that you do the wrong thing so you can get punished, so I can look better.
Yeah. Things like that.
So it is just showing basic human nature in everything, in that situation, you're not thinking that, oh, if you put a bunch of guys in this one situation mm-hmm. where we know how a bunch of women have acted,
mm-hmm.
how would they act?
Right. And the thing is that I love how it's not like leaning on one side when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some writers can easily say, oh, like, the men are just all chaotic. There's nothing good amongst them. Right. You know, like, they may have one or two good ones, but they're all assholes.
Right.
And I feel like a lesser writer would have done something like that, but they showed, like, no, how would the women really react if they were in leadership positions they had to work?
Exactly.
No, how would the women really react? Or how would the men really react if they were in this position?
Right.
You know, like, what would be the actual dynamic shift? Because, end of the day, still need food,
mm-hmm.
still need to make money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, of course, in the Oku, talk about the shogun and how that dynamic works. You know, you still need service. You still need to take care of a country.
True.
You know, you still need to make those hard decisions.
Yeah.
Like, my girl did her thing.
She definitely did her thing with those hard decisions.
So she made some decisions that's like, she made some kingpin and some queen decisions.
Yeah, that was Imitsu, right?
Yeah, Imitsu, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and the thing that I like is going off of what you said about them showing how some of the people make money. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're broke, and outside of the Oku, that's where you have the guys who are just like, okay, yeah, I'm a dude. Hey, I'm just gonna go and pimp myself out.
Yeah.
Or maybe your mom's pimping you out.
Right. Yeah, like, and they're doing it, and they're getting cash from, like, a large amount of cash too.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? There are women out there who want babies. And all the guys dying, and you know, it's one man out of, you know, nine women.
Yeah,
we gotta see what's going on. Like, sperm's a hot commodity.
Yeah. So I had thought about this. Basically. Say that again.
Just basically, the young men were walking sperm banks, basically.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, like, I was thinking, like, what would I do in that sort of situation? And my whole thing was, I'd probably do pretty much a lot of what they were doing too, because They didn't have internet or any of the technology that we had back then. So what was the best way to make money? That.
Yeah.
It was the easiest, quickest way to make a lot of money to help your family. And you could make so much money during the day just because you're out there just hoeing yourself, essentially.
Yeah. And again, like, that's just one like of the ways they make money.
That prostitution is like one of the main themes of the sand.
It kind of is.
It is and it isn't.
Yeah.
Like, they make a big deal about saying that's one of the ways that, that's like one of the best ways to make money. Like, we're a prostitution.
Yeah.
Like, you can make thousands of dollars a day.
Exactly.
You know, depending on where you're at, what you do.
Yeah.
It's like, that was the best way to make money because, again, guess what? Food was low. We saw there was a famine going.
Right. And it's technically not even prostitution in this case because, like Sweet Pea said, they are sperm banks. They're not going just for sex. They're going for procreation. So it's a whole different aspect at that point.
Yeah. 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 Like, and like, I just find it interesting how, you know, there are some guys, it's like they're not doing it for fun, but they're doing it for free. Like the one guy who was helping his village.
Yeah.
Oh, I forget his name.
I believe that was still Mizuno.
The farmer girl's sister. Or not his sister, brother. At towards the end.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I can't remember his name either.
I can't remember her name or his name.
Yeah.
But like, you know, he had the mentality of, you know what? I mean, he played it off as if, you know, I'm living every guy's dream, blah, blah, blah. I get to stay home, eat, you know.
Oh, no, that was Setsuna.
What?
That was the guy who was...
No, not him. Oh. The one after him. The one after Setsuna got paralyzed. Setsuna was on that too.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm referring to the one in the village.
Okay.
The peasants.
I forgot about that one. Yeah. He was just helping out everybody because he was like, yo, we need more people.
Right. And then, you know, he was playing it off as if, you know, he's up every guy's dream. But, mm-hmm. you know, towards the end of his explanation, they showed that, though, like, you know, I do what I gotta do. I don't want to do it, you know, but I gotta do what I gotta do to help our people out. Because he was like one of the few guys in that village. So it's like, what, you gonna let your whole village die? You know?
Exactly. He actually took a lot of responsibility on himself in that respect.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, one other thing here, and I'll pass it on to Sweet Pea. Like, I could imagine it gave a certain level of anxiety. Mm-hmm. For pregnant women.
Oh, yeah.
Or just pregnant women, for everybody, I assume, but especially for the women, because not only are you dealing with the pregnancy, but yeah, it's a 50-50 chance of it being male or female.
Mm-hmm. And you want a male, but now when you get a male, you have to worry about this disease that could potentially kill this male.
Exactly.
Before puberty and they're able to procreate themselves.
Right. And if it's female, like, okay, that's cool, but we need more guys.
it's kind of the reverse of what happened in China.
Mm-hmm. So, but Pee-Pee.
Sweet
Pee-Pee, sorry.
That's staying in too.
Yeah, that's staying in too. Yeah, come on, give us some
of your thoughts. Yeah, what's your take on that?
Yeah.
Like, what would you, how would you react in that scene?
Like, when I first seen it, I had to sit there and be completely biased and think, the revive for me and my family, catch this disease and die, mm-hmm. or take my little happy ass out there and sell it. I think I'll sell it. That'd be me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, that's very fair. So,
it's fair.
How do you think you would react as a woman in that situation?
Like, it's almost kind of what women are kind of like going with now, not with the male population, but holding on all the responsibilities in the household, mm-hmm. and taking on the, if it's shown that, but due to the circumstances, I felt real bad for all parties, but mainly for the women. Like, you're going to give birth, if you give birth to a male, there's a 50% chance of that, or after the fact. So you're basically automatically going to know you're going to lose a child in your perceivable future. Yeah, it'd be very stressful. And then have all the responsibilities, if you had a girl, put onto her as the running the household, and probably running the family.
Yeah, there was that one family that they follow. It was, I think, a samurai or a farmer who... No, he wasn't a farmer. He was a samurai. And he passed away. His mother was living with his wife and daughters. And his widowed wife asked to till the fields. And her mother-in-law was like, no, you can't do that because that's a man's job. She looked back at her.
I never had to work a day in my life. I'm like, listen, changing. Men are dying. There's not that many men. And for them to say it like, yo, we can't go back to the old ways where women can just sit. Yeah. I remember that family. And it basically followed throughout the whole story how there was like, there's a merchant family.
Right.
And stuff like that. And I found out later on, in a sense, I think that was her family. And she left and went to the castle.
Oh, that was her other family. Oh,
that was,
right.
That was her family. That was Kazuka's family.
That makes a lot of sense now. That makes a whole lot of sense. Okay.
Because like it later on in the episode tells her, and it goes back to her family and how she went through that whole little thing. But yeah, it was Kazuka's family.
Yeah, I didn't make that connection at all until just now. I did watch it about 4 times. I didn't even get to finish that last watch through though. But I didn't even make that connection just then. That makes a lot more sense on why they were showing that. Yeah. And why they were showing the dynamic of what was going on there too.
And plus it's nice to just see how this affects everyone on all levels.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you're seeing how it affects the peasants, the poor, you know, then you're seeing how it affects the rich, the leaders.
Yeah, right? And then the middle class too, because yeah. That was a Mizuno section, essentially.
Mm-hmm. So it's cool to see how it's honest about each level
mm-hmm.
of society and like how each one has to adapt to the circumstances.
Yeah.
So question. Which scene, and it could be a scene or a character or whatnot, made you feel the worst? And what I mean by that, as you were watching it, where did you feel like the most dread about the situation? Which scene?
Sweet Pea, you want to go first? We're
talking about the prelude, the first season?
The whole thing. The whole thing.
No, out of the entire show.
The whole thing.
Yeah, the entire show.
Yeah.
Oh, it's most definitely for Arikoto.
Okay, what part for Arikoto?
Yeah. Like, where you felt like the most dread, like, just felt like, dang, I really feel bad for you.
Yeah.
From the beginning, like how he got put in that situation, yeah. He was forced to stay in the Oruku, to sleep with women, and he had to sleep, if not, they were going to kill people.
Yeah.
They left him with no freaking choice. And what they did after the fact to the women, it made me hate the bitch. Okay. But mm-hmm. I felt so bad for him, like, I'm the new monk. I'm just here to show my face and I'm getting ready to bounce.
That really is all he was there for.
No, you ain't going nowhere. You stuck here till you die.
And then they told him after the fact that they have kept him there for all this time, not telling him why he was there, essentially just saying, no, you're just going to be a concubine now. Your dad does know what happened to you. We paid him off. He thinks you're dead.
Yep.
Where are you going to go?
Yep. What you going to do?
Yep. And this is after Kasuga had one of his monks killed in front of him because the other dude just randomly vanished. He just disappeared. I noticed that on watching it through again. One of the monks that he was with just disappears. Have no idea where this dude goes.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, the fourth one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was there and then he was just gone.
Probably just went off somewhere.
Probably, whatever.
Like, doo-doo-doo, I'm gonna go this way.
Yeah. But whatever happened to him, he had one of his monks killed in front of him. Some woman who was sent to seduce them was killed in front of him and then put into that whole situation, told that it isn't gold, and he was like, all right, cool, whatever. That's essentially what they said that his father said. And yeah, that part was very, very dreadful. I do understand that. The one that I have...
And it kept getting worse.
It did keep getting worse, because the one that I have was much later when he got married to Lady Chie and couldn't have a kid and was told, hey, you can't even be here in her bed chambers. Even though she's the one that chose you, nah, you can't stay there. We're putting this other dude in that looks just
like
you.
Okay, in all honesty, I laughed when he kept going back after that.
Bro, seriously?
My boy was so serious. He was like, you can never come back and see her again.
Yeah, and nah.
One year later.
Right? Like, he kept going back.
And Steve Bloom said it, like, yeah, he tried for 3 more months. Still couldn't do it, but he tried for 3 more months.
Mm-hmm.
Then they were like, nah, you can't do this no more, bro. You're failing.
Yep.
Then he went back. So they gave no fuck.
They didn't care. They didn't know what they were doing at all.
They were like, we love each other. Y'all can't stop this.
Yeah.
Mine is... It's that scene... Okay, it's during the famine, and it's that scene where they showed like the red light district.
But it's
jacked up.
Yeah.
You know, because again, we're going through a famine, there's no money over here. And they're showing like the undesirables,
mm-hmm.
people selling the undesirable men.
And
they're like,
one dude had syphilis.
Yeah, one dude has syphilis, and he just looked bad.
Yeah.
I don't remember him having a.
I don't think he did have a nose.
Yeah.
I remember looking like, is Krillin here?
Right. And then you have one dude, like Sweepy said, you have an old man, mm-hmm. who just was like, bro, does your stuff even work?
Right.
While you're over here? Like, yeah. Come on now. And then I felt bad, and particularly bad for this one guy, because his mom was selling him,
mm-hmm.
but the boy was just... His mom wasn't there.
Yeah, he was mentally unwell.
Yeah, very mentally unwell.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what's going on, which is super sad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that was very dreadful.
Yeah, it was very dreadful. It was like, oh man, this is depressing.
Yeah.
Because people are, that means you're desperate.
I kind of wanted to avoid talking about Arikoto's entire section, which is literally the back half of this season. Mainly because it is so much that's going on there, and you get so much, so far in depth into how the Ohku works, that it's hard to talk about it and make people want to watch it still after explaining what happened.
I mean, we were talking about spoilers, because I mean, yeah, that is the main...
It is, but I personally was just trying to avoid it. I know we were going to talk about it anyway, so it was fun.
Yeah.
So, whatever. But... I was just trying to avoid it because that section really like brought me in, like, what is going on here? How does this whole thing work? Like, mm-hmm. with him in the dojo.
Well, I mean, like, he is definitely our main character here.
Yeah.
And like, I think his story is just very fascinating. And hell, and then when he connects with Iematsu, that becomes fascinating as well.
Yeah.
And then we see how these two characters, who are literally forced into the situation by Kagura. And you see how much of a, you know, of a kind of woman she can be. She's like legacy first. Like she's our Game of Thrones character.
Right.
That's like legacy, tradition. Now we gotta get this baby.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you can't give her a seat? Like, okay, we're gonna get a replacement. And then we see how that affects both characters. Like, you feel bad for Arikoto.
Yeah.
But at least for me.
I felt worse for Iemitsu.
Yeah. Like, her situation where she's pulled from her family, mm-hmm. forced to literally do everything against her will.
Yeah. Oh, real quick. Some information about Iemitsu. She was, first of all, given a male name. Her name, her original name is Chie. She is the daughter of a samurai of the last shogun. So he died and they were like, hey, we need you to continue on the bloodline. So rip her away,
right.
As you were saying earlier. And then forced to wear men's clothing, told to do everything that she does as a man, dress like a man, walk, talk, everything. Yeah, I can understand why she has some anger issue.
Right, and then we see how she reacts to that, because, okay, I'm crying and I'm depressed because I was forced here against my will, doing things against my will. And there's no fairy tale ending to this. She's there until she dies. She just has to adapt. She has to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You're here now. No one's going to save you. She learns that very quickly. No one's going to save you.
Yeah. Once she picked up on that, she kind of became very cold-hearted. Adi Koto was really the only one that can soften her.
And then when they do connect and they do get into their relationship, you start to see them both change. And Iemasa in particular, like, she becomes stronger, especially after she becomes a mother.
Yeah.
And then she literally, because if I can't escape this, I'm gonna make it my own now. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she came to that awakening because of Adi Koto.
Yeah.
But her dark side is a dark side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because she's been through hell.
Absolutely.
We all know.
Because the groom of the bedchamber, or the secret swine, that rule that she came up with was diabolical.
I understand why she came up with that, though. And okay, so little backstory on the secret swine. The secret swine. So this is a person, the first male that the emperor chooses to bed. He is then killed, so you don't have to worry about anything else from him or his line or whatever. And yeah, that's it. Just to make sure that, hey, she can sleep with a dude. Cool.
Yeah.
That was literally the purpose of it. And it was all because of a lie. Someone was trying to rape her and then she killed the guy.
Yep. Yep. That's the reason why. Because, you know, because it's like with a Black Widow. First guy to get it.
He's going to get it. Or a praying mantis. Any guy.
Yeah. You're going to get it, but you're also going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but of course, we see one character not get it early on.
That song has there is a song that has a whole new meaning.
Yeah.
So. Never gonna get it, never get it.
Yeah, you don't wanna get it. Never like, last time around.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like, it's funny.
Go ahead.
Say that.
But like I said, but I also felt sorry for her after the fact. After she didn't kill the dude, she wound up pregnant, and then the baby died.
Mm-hmm. That's gotta be some sort of trauma on multiple levels, because she was raped, then she got pregnant by her rapist.
Want to have kid.
Yeah, like she wants to have a kid because then that'll produce a potentially male heir, but also not by this dude. So I can understand, like, yeah, that would suck for her. Then having the kid and losing it, that compounds even more on top of, like, oh my God.
So
I think that's the reason for that secret swine thing, because that right there, well, secret swing, because that right there, I'm like, all that drama compared to that one law. Yeah, I had to find out what the meat was behind that, because that was a fucked up rule.
Very. That's why the
forfeit your life just to fuck her? Oh, hell no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's why, what was the shogun that we started off with Mizuno?
I forgot her name. I bet you, like, if we look back at it now, it's gonna link around to
Bloodline. I think it does. I think it actually does.
But I forgot her name.
Yeah, I think it was like Ren, because Mizuno wanted to call her by the woman's name that he was in love with, and it was just her name with O at the beginning. And I can't remember what her name was.
But yeah, I guarantee you, that's like, she's definitely related to Rose.
Yeah.
To Shogun. But anyway.
Okay, so that makes sense. That's Shogun's daughter.
Yeah.
So that's the one that Setsuna's daughter then.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's his daughter.
Her
firstborn.
Yeah, that would have to be his daughter because firstborn surviving. And she was the only one that would be like old enough at that time.
Yeah. But it's kind of interesting. I just want to point out how, you know, mom made this rule to like kill the first guy I sleep with. Yeah. Don't kill this guy.
Yeah, like
you go off now.
Yeah, mom, that was weird. Let's not do that. You just get dismissed from Nyoku. Who was that chick that you wanted? Okay, you're a completely different name. Your whole old life, you're dead. You're a new guy. Here's the status to go ahead and marry her. Go. Also, thanks for last. That was
exactly. So, see, and it's interesting how you see talking about good side and light side. You see, like the good and the bad within that character, Eimatsu.
Yeah,
she just fascinates me as a character. I'm sorry, I'm not keep going back, but her whole character arc just fascinates me.
It's very interesting.
Because she literally finds that middle ground of light and dark.
Mm-hmm. She's literally walking a gray path.
Yeah. And she does it very well. And like, it's beautiful how, even though I can't get out of this situation, I make it my, because she starts to do her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like I said earlier, Arikoto and Yamatsu Lincoln is really like the driving like point for them to change. You know, because cool thing is, Arikoto, he becomes the boss.
He does.
Over the guy.
He starts helping out the guys a lot more too.
Yeah.
Making sure that they're more comfortable, more well treated, because he doesn't want any of the BS to actually happen or that's in there. He doesn't want anyone to feel like they're less than.
Yeah.
They're doing his monthly duties.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. He really was.
And he was like a good man too, because he was always kind. He was always thinking about other people. He was always thinking about God.
Yep.
You know, he was the only one to visit
Setsuna when he got paralyzed.
Yeah, when he got paralyzed, and especially when he contracted the virus because it found its way
inside.
Yeah. So it just shows like
17th century sanitation.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was to both of those actually.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a good character, and it's nice to see like you have one character that's on the lighter side, even though they both have the right to be assholes considering their situation. It's cool to see how Arikoto was still on the lighter side,
yeah,
and like how Eimatsu was still on the darker side. And how they help balance each other out.
Yeah, like that scene where right after Setsuna slept with Iemitsu and Gyokume went to visit him and was like, hey, how you doing? You sure you're okay? And the reason why the was because Mans went crazy that previous night, slashed up one side of his room just out of anger and frustration because he wasn't the one to be with his woman at that time.
Yeah. So, all right. So any closing thought? Sweetie, you want to go first?
If you haven't seen it, go see it. This is actually good. It was a good story. That's my closing thought. Whoever didn't see it, go see it. Because it's really good. You're gonna get mad. You're gonna learn something. But
Yeah. My closing thoughts are I cannot wait until the next. I don't know how they're doing it in seasons or parts, but whenever the next section of this to come out, it's gonna be amazing. Definitely watch this. You're gonna wanna rewatch it a couple of times just to make sure you got it in. It's as Sweet Pea said, it's good.
Yeah, very good. Definitely a hidden gem on Netflix, because I saw a few people talking about it, and I didn't see any expansive like wiki pages, none that I could find. So it seems like it's one of those anime or at least mangas that, you know, if you're into the genre, you know about it.
Right.
But if you stick to like the A and B list anime, you probably won't hear about it. Okay. I really didn't see much talk about this at all, sadly. So I mean, there's reviews out there. You know, they do have a wiki page.
I do imagine the noise in Japan was made a lot more than here, because the novel also had brought out a live action series before the anime did.
There were several series of this.
It has a long running fan base out there. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone was talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Now, that actually does make sense that it was more popular in Japan than outside, because they would know more of the history. For us, it's like, oh, cool. It's just an alternate version of what we kind of know as their history.
It's like, oh, this is like the same time as Samurai Champloo.
Yeah, essentially.
Right.
It's not that at all. It is slightly different.
And plus, something like this, it's a political drama that's in feudal Japan. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think we connect more if it's more within our culture. If there's ever an American adaptation of this, you know, we'll connect more with that than like with this one, because unless you're used to hearing certain names, unless you look used to seeing certain symbols, like the Tokugawa symbol, for example.
Yep.
It's like it may fall apart a little bit for you, you know. But you know, who knows? Because people love things like Ghost of Tsushima, for example. But anyway, definitely check it out. Let's definitely talk about it. Hey, definitely support the series.
Yeah, and let us know what you think in the comments.
Yep. But, all right, everybody. Thank you for joining our podcast, and thank you for Sweet Pea for joining us.
Yeah, you got anything you want to shout out?
Yeah.
Blunt and Foodily Honest. Go ahead.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you guys for having me.
No problem. It was our pleasure.
Hey, thank you for coming.
Yeah, we gotta do this again. Thanks again.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Well, thank you everybody for joining us tonight. Or morning, or afternoon.
Whenever you're listening.
Whenever you're listening. You know what? Take your time listening to us, everybody. Time watching the show, but definitely check it out. You know, password sharing won't stop you from joining Uroku. Have a great one, everybody. Good night.
The fuck?
Thank you for listening once again to the Night Shift Bandits. We are punching out so you all can punch in. You all enjoy your night shift, day shift, whatever. Be sure to like, share, follow, subscribe, and if possible, but never expected to, donate.
Yep.
This has been the Night Shift Bandits. Goodbye.
Peace.
Peace.